Hi, I'm Brandon. I love Lifetime Christmas movies.
I'm Patrick Serrato, and I am a Lifetime movie expert.
I'm Dan, and I despise Lifetime Christmas movies, and this is the Deck the Lifetime Encore podcast.
Get on your feet, Santa. Get moving. First you eat one cookie, then you eat another cookie, then you ho-ho-ho. Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Deck the Lifetime Uncorks. It's been a full week. Lots of episodes. A couple of two-a-days. Could we have taken Sunday off? Yes.
This is what I call my break episode, where I just show up. It's the one time that I just roll in and I go, it's what I imagine you felt like during History of His Story.
But this also feels like my break episode because I get to not write a synopsis.
Yeah.
I just get to watch it and follow along with lifetimeoncork.com.
For all the money in the world, I couldn't tell you what movie we're reviewing today. I couldn't tell you the name of it, who's in it, nothing. I know that Lifetime Christmas movies are going to have their first sex scene this year, and I learned that through the Double Decker Facebook group, and that is the only thing I know about Lifetime Christmas movies.
Well, it's not this movie, but, you know... Terry Hatcher, she could do anything.
Isn't it the Terry Hatcher movie? This movie is, yes.
Okay. It is the Terry Hatcher movie. But I think she would do a sex scene. Why not?
Isn't it your Lifetime rival that's doing the sex scene?
Oh, no. Jana, me and Jana are fine.
Okay.
We're fine.
Okay. I was under the impression you were rivals. I don't know.
I do have a rival, but I forget who it is.
Yeah, you sure it's not her?
Sometimes with head injuries,
it's the girl with the blonde hair. She's curly, curly hair. She's in a handful of them. She's on 90210.
Terry Spelling?
No.
Oh, no. I know who you're talking about. I do.
She's been in a movie with AWOC, right? Hasn't she been in a movie with Andrew Walker at one point? I think so.
I'm glad we're doing this live.
She would never.
Yeah.
Last night, Aaron watched the Ashley Simpson QVC Plus Christmas movie. How was it?
Oh.
Well, we're gonna watch it next year for Deck the Hallmark, obviously. Ashley Simpson is the hot take. We obviously you remember watching Holly and the Hot Chocolate from QVC Plus.
Of course, a question of chives. How could I forget?
We'll be watching Ashley Simpson's QVC Plus movie next year, 2024 on a Monday.
Good for QVC and for Ashley. I'm happy for them.
It's Anna Lynn McCord. Anna Lynn McCord is who we're looking for.
Hater.
Anyone with three names, you can't trust them.
Hater so much, she forgot her name.
Yeah.
Exactly.
To what you were saying about this movie in the title, I watched it and I know the general words in the title. It's some variation of A Chalet Christmas, but I don't know the actual way in which those words get broken up.
You had the right words. It's Christmas at the Chalet.
Christmas at the Chalet. Could have been A Chalet Christmas.
Or A Christmas Chalet.
It could have been all of those things. A Christmas Chalet was the Hallmark a couple years ago.
Yeah. The Chateau Christmas.
Okay, Chateau Christmas. What's the difference between a chateau and a chalet?
I have no idea for all the money in the world once again.
It has something to do with skiing, I would assume.
Something to do with skiing. So you only ski at chalets, you don't ski at chateaus.
I mean, if you couldn't
under any circumstance.
You could not.
They wouldn't let you check in
a chateau.
They wouldn't let you check in.
Maybe you could ski at a chateau.
Check in at a chateau.
Take your skis and kick it up the road.
Wow.
Ski your way down and never come back up. They're very serious about it over there at the chalets. Terry Hatcher's in this movie. Who else is in this movie, Patrick?
Terry Hatcher was the only one I wrote down.
Fair enough. She's the only one that matters. There are other people doing other things in this movie.
Sure.
This is the Terry Hatcher show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't even know her character name because I wrote Terry Hatcher the whole time. Hatcher.
This is the second Terry Hatcher movie we've reviewed this month.
This is the second? No. That was back in November.
We're in December, and I knew that, and we all knew that.
Yes, we did.
It's been December for a while now. Two whole days.
Terry Hatcher, she was in that Roku Christmas movie. Did you see that yet?
I don't have Roku.
It's not tough to get it.
It's a free thing.
But also, you can skip it.
You know, there's nothing that's been on Roku that I'm like, oh, I got to download that, whatever that is.
Terry Hatcher. The Holiday Shift is Aaron is yelling. There's a TV show, a Christmas TV show this year that they did that's quite good.
People seem to really like it.
Let's talk Terry Hatcher. Let's talk, Christmas at the Chalet.
Christmas at the Chalet.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Okay. So jumping right in, we have Terry, our girl, Terry. She starts off the movie baking. Like it's very intense baking that she's doing. And you think, oh, she's a baker. She's like got a bakery or a cookie shop.
They look good. The cookies look good.
She was going in on detail on the icing and everything. Like this, I did not read the synopsis and I was like, oh, a baking movie. Great. It had nothing to do with the movie. She just was baking for.
She's just. And for the she's holidays, just good know? At that stuff.
Yeah. She's
nothing
a baker.
Nothing to do with the movie. Nothing to do with her talent. Nothing to do with anything. It doesn't even come back.
Wow. There you have it.
I guess Terry just wanted to bake. So as she's baking, her hot son comes in. His name is George.
Interesting.
Hot son.
You thought George was hot?
Well, he's the hot person of the movie, you know, besides Terry.
No. You didn't think either of the two hunky older fellows were hotter than George?
The ex-husband.
You've lost your mind if George is the hot one of the movie. Sorry, George. You're great, bud. Yeah. You look great.
You were really throwing some shade at George here.
George is clearly better looking than me, but listen.
You hate George. Okay, you're right. I didn't write Hot Son. I just added that on the fly. I mean, maybe I'm remembering. I'll have to scroll down and look at one of the screenshots I took.
I gotta look this up now. I'm listening, but I'm also looking at IMDb. Yes.
I recall him being very handsome, but you guys know what? You know what it is. I watched Saltburn.
Here's George.
Okay, yeah. What do you think of Saltburn? I've not seen it yet.
So I would not recommend it for the Death of Hallmark crowd. Unless you're into like art housey movie, it might be a little too intense. There, I was alone in the theater, and I felt very uncomfortable. Just being there watching it, I was like, "Am I allowed to watch this in public?"
Yeah, it's the director that did Promising Young Woman, which is also, it's a great movie, but a really tough watch in some moments.
Exactly. So that's how I would summarize it.
The guy that plays George is the bandit turned a mercantile worker in When Calls the Heart.
Maybe that's what it was. It was an immediate turnoff.
But 50-year-old hottie Dan Payne is in this movie.
What's funny?
Dan Payne is, I can't believe he's in his 50s.
He's amazing. He's amazing in this movie. I will say, on When Calls the Heart, he's the hot burglar.
Hot burglar, that's right. He looks like Miguel from Cobra Kai.
He does got a scotch.
He looks like Blue Beetle.
Yeah, Blue Beetle. Yeah,
I love the hair. I love the hair. Maybe great I'm hair. Just having hair envy. Anyways, he's a very hip son. He's got great hair. And he tells his mom, he's like, oh, you should really be like on social media more. Like you need to like have a presence. And she's like, ha ha ha. He records her baking. She's like, ooh, look at me baking. Oh, how fun am I? And I guess it like goes, it doesn't necessarily go viral, but I guess she gets some type of following where she's going to become an influencer.
But she also has like, she was famous at one time, right? Like she was a TV personality of sorts.
Like a Katie Couric.
Who's kind of like faded away. Okay. And is now like her son is like, you should get on the social media. You could kind of keep your career going, do a little influencing. Right. And she takes to heart.
Katie Couric.
Imagine Katie Couric.
What?
Imagine Katie Couric having a TikTok. Okay. So she's like, okay, this is great. He also invites her to Aspen because his dad, they're divorced, is taking him, and Terry Hatcher does not get her son for Christmas. And she's like, I don't know. I don't really want to spend time with your dad. I don't really like him.
Can you imagine a world where Terry Hatcher doesn't get her son for Christmas? It's Terry Hatcher. I mean, Terry Hatcher gets whatever she wants.
She sure does.
Lois Lane, people.
You know what she doesn't get for Christmas? A boyfriend, because her boyfriend dumps her. Peter, and I thought Peter was important, so I wrote down his name. He doesn't come back or show up at any time. He breaks up with her with a bouquet of flowers, which I must say is very thoughtful. And the note is like, you know, sorry, I'm breaking up with you, but here's some flowers. And that is the best way to break up with somebody.
What Nothing says our love is dead like flowers that will live slightly longer. And then they'll die as well.
At least you got flowers out of
the gig. At least you got flowers out of the gig for just, you know, a little bit.
Not mad at it. Not mad at it. So Terry's like,
what's your flower of choice, Patrick?
I like gardenias. I like the baby's breath. I like.
Can we talk about how dumb flower names are? Like, they expect us to say we like baby's breath. Like, we like peonies. Like, stop. Like, well, somebody's played a trick on us. The flower folks that came up with flower names, it was a big trick. A big trick. We'll call this one baby.
Big flower is.
Big flower came up with baby breath, and they said, this is going to be hilarious. Yeah. And it is.
They sure did. Yes. So she must have put the flowers like in a vase and then decided that she was going to go to Aspen. And she shows up in this like really cute ski outfit. She's looking amazing. And she's leaving the airport. She tries to bum a ride from this handsome man. This guy was handsome. And his name's Eric Tremblay. And he's like, sorry, I can't give you a ride. I have all these boxes of wine. I'm a wine guy or something. We don't really know.
He's a wine
guy or something.
Look at this guy. He's like, he's a guy who's kind of just like,
he looks a little bit like the dude in Succession in that picture.
Yeah.
Sorry. I like
him. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a very calm presence, I will say.
Yeah, he has a ton of wine though. And he's like, wait, are you a guest at blah, blah, blah chalet? And she's like, yes, I am. And he's like, never mind. You can take the cab. I'll just carry these boxes and walk the 10 miles myself. And she gets the cab. She's like, thank you, kind sir, and leaves him. And she gets to the hotel and there's like a straight up child greeting her at the desk. And I'm like, oh no, is this a cute kid movie? The kid's like, I can't find a reservation. I don't know what to do. I'm a kid. Hey, and Terry's like, okay, yeah, I should probably speak to an adult. And the guy shows up with the wine. He's the kid's uncle, and they find out that they're fully booked. He owns the chalet. He didn't give her the ride he gave her the ride because he found out she was a customer. So,
yeah, it's just weird though, right? Like, if you know that you only have a little girl running the front desk, wouldn't that like make you feel like sooner. I need to get back. Yeah. I need to beat her. I need to get there before she does.
Yeah. I left this 7-year-old in charge.
I mean, she's like, great. This 7-year-old is quality and she's able to do the job to the best of her ability, but there's nothing else she could have done. Cause she's not the owner. He is.
Should have been there. Gave his cab to someone at the chalet. Yes. So he can't.
Knowing full well that. She would check in with the little girl. Yes. It'd be a big funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think he was kind of messing with her a little bit. But basically, they're like, literally, we have no rooms. We do have this one room opened because our chalet girl has left.
Do you know about this? You know about this? Do you know there's something called chalet girl?
No. No idea. Sounds like a Sugar Ray song.
A chalet girl. apparently, chalet girls or people. The little girl does say. The little girl does say, or people. It doesn't have to be a girl. They like clean the chalet, and they call them chalet girls.
Yeah, they're basically like doing little tasks around the chalet.
I didn't like it.
I don't love it.
And it was a conversation that went on for what felt like a long time to me. Them saying chalet girl, they said it a lot of times back to back to back.
Yeah, a lot. You know what I would love? Terry Hatcher doing a cover of Material Girl, but Chalet Girl in the credits.
Cleaning things and scrubbing toilets. I am just a chalet girl.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
And she's like, well, she like tries to bribe them. She's like, okay, well, how about I just stay there? They're like, your money's no good here. Like literally your money's no good here. And then
what do you mean literally? Like her money, she, the money she has in her pockets.
It's no good. Here.
Cannot be used as legal tender at this establishment.
Not here.
There's no rooms. They don't take bribes. Okay. They're not the mob. Okay.
Yeah. They're not going to kick someone out. Cause she,
but that's not a money. That's just a, like a,
it's no good here.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. And the kid's like, why don't you be the chalet girl and then you can stay in the room? And Terry Hatcher's like, I think that I could do it. Yeah, I was on the PTA when I had my son and I did that pretty well. So I think I could do it. And Peter's like, I don't know. You're Katie Couric coming in to be the chalet girl. And she's like, oh, no, I'm down. Let's get to work. What do I need to do? To point me in the right direction. And then they start doing all this stuff, you know, the cleaning the toilets, I don't know, scrubbing skis.
You want to know what's really also pretty cool, Patrick, is they point us in another direction. You want to know what that direction is?
What is it?
The direction of a break. We'll be right back. My God. We'll be right back. I thought it was good.
My favorite part of going to a break is Patrick really doesn't know. He's the last person to know. Everyone listening knows. Everyone here knows. And Patrick is the last to find out that we're going to a break, always.
I feel like we were only talking for like 5 minutes.
That's right.
Yeah, time flies.
Time flies when you're talking chalets.
We'll call those ones daffodils. Come on, flower guy. Pervert.
Oh, boy. Okay. Pervert. So... I don't know. So Terry Hatcher does a vlog. She stop.
All right.
She does a vlog. She shows her new uniform. She's not trying to hide the fact that she's a chalet girl. She's owning it.
She is caught on the social media so much faster than any of our parents have. That's not a knock on our parents, but it's like when you first find out, you know, if you were to hand your parents your phone and be like, hey, get the vlog in.
Oh, no.
You'd be getting calls left and right.
No,
she's just like, ready to go. Let's vlog it up. It's vlog o'clock.
My mom put LOL as a comment on somebody's funeral obituary because she thought he meant lots of love.
Oh, that's very sweet. But sometimes you gotta spell it out. Like, I mean, yeah, you're LOLing right now for real.
Oh my gosh, it's the best story. I love it so much. And I love you so much.
I know. Yeah. It's just like yeah. In TV, we see a lot of parents like really struggling with tech. So it's nice to have Terry Hatcher be like, "I got this." Like, whatever. That's not a plot point, you know?
Right. She's got him.
She's trying to figure out what to do, more like the content. Like, she knows how to do social media, but she's trying to figure out her content. She doesn't want to be like Terry Hatcher, like former news reporter. She's like, I'm going to give you tips on how to be a chalet girl. And her first tip is decorate the Christmas tree to stripper music and like shake your booty while you do it.
What? What?
Like, she puts on like 70s like music, like sexy music, and like shakes around and puts the lights on the tree. This literally happened.
Did you bring a clip?
No, I didn't.
But did you? Do you remember what it sounded like? Can you sing it for us?
It's like Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
he did bring a clip.
I'm there.
He did bring a clip. That was it. It was beautiful.
Yeah. And also something that I loved was Terry Hatcher walks around the chalet all the time with a huge ring light on a stand.
Yeah.
She always has a ring light. Classic. It's great.
Never plugged in, always with her.
Yeah.
She's like out on the slopes with the ring light. And I'm like, that ring light is definitely not plugged in.
Not doing anything. Is that a battery powered ring light?
Not a joke.
Oh my gosh.
Ring light.
It's real.
On the slopes. I mean, it's a great stand. Regardless of the light, like, you know,
it is a good stand, but you could just buy a stand for that. Yeah. She also does tutorials on making the bed, folding napkins, skiing.
And it's taking off, like, this idea. People are loving Katie Couric trying to make a bed, like, and like she's like, you know, does the thing, like we've all done that with the bottom sheet where you put it on and the other one pops up and you're like, ah, it's, you know, big fun.
We've all been there. I had a nickel.
But vlogging it, it takes on a life of its own that people are loving it.
Totally different. And Terry Hatcher gets an offer from Eric, the chalet owner, to have some ski lessons because he sees her out and he's like, yeah, you should ski. She's like, I haven't skied in years, but I'll give him my best shot. And they do a little skiing and she's like crashing into things, like screaming like pizza, French fry, pizza, French fry.
Oh, they're doing the pizza, French
pizza,
fry.
Pizza, bit. French fry.
Pizza, French yeah. fry. Of course.
Like we were just talking about that. And Terry Hatcher is over here just like falling off a cliff, screaming pizza.
It French is fry. Great. I am going to scream it. It's a, maybe that'll make it so. If I say pizza French fry, then maybe I will also pizza French fry. But she does not.
Yeah, it was fun. It was funny. It was like funny. It's like, oh yeah, Terry Hatcher's.
She's funny in this movie. She's funny.
Yeah, she's good. And George, the son, finally like catches up on her social media, and he's like, "Oh, mom, I'm embarrassed that you're a chalet girl. Are you sure you want people to know that you're doing this?" And like, he's worried about like the PR. Are people like misconstruing that she's like poor? And his dad is also there, our hunk, and he is like,
"Oh, that's Dan Payne. Payne. That guy."
Yeah, he's like, "Do you need money for like working? Like, why are you working?" He's like trying to give like tip her. She's like, "No, this is fun for me. Like, I'm having a great time." He just cannot understand it.
But he looks great doing it though. Like
he
being
looks
confused.
Great doing it. He has a great confused face and a great normal face. But I just didn't clock him as the hunk of the movie for some reason.
No, more than fair. Listen, more than fair.
I don't know. I don't know why. He's been in a gay movie too where he was gay.
Really?
So, yeah, he does it all. He's a good actor.
How about that? What's that straw you're sucking on?
It's like a metal straw.
Philo.tv/DTH.
With this little dinker on top?
Yeah, my kids have those straws.
With the little dinker on top?
Yeah.
It's so it doesn't hit your teeth.
No, I know I like it. I've just never seen that type of dinker on it.
Oh, it's so good. So good.
It's a great dinker. It's a quality dinker.
Well, you know, the movie's kind of just like kicking along. Like there's an old British lady. I don't really know what the heck she was doing there. I think she's Eric's mom or something. It's not important. We did learn that Eric's sister died in a skiing accident, but I guess it's not really important because I don't remember that at all. And like, he's going to take over the family business. So they have like a nice little moment about like being moms and having sons or whatever.
Why is she British again? Was there like, she just is? No. Okay.
That's why I was confused.
Yeah, I didn't know if I missed a backstory on her or not. Like, why is this British woman here?
It was a character choice.
Yeah, she's not actually British. She just said, "Oh, I see." When I read this script, this is who I hear it through this voice.
British.
British. Sunflower.
Rubbish.
Yeah.
Bothered.
There's a whole thing with the chalet girls being like mistreated at work, like not in a sexual harassment way, thank God, but more of like a being a maid type of way. Like they can't eat in the dining room.
They're like second class citizens.
They are like the other workers look down on them, and especially like they're not able to get into like the club or the dining area or whatever.
Hey,
like
guys in the comment section, both Holly and Sheila, so two or more are gathered, have saying that this woman is not British. She is French. So you guys just missed that entirely.
We did.
You guys are bad at accents.
Totally. But I am going to France, so I'll work on that.
She has like two scenes. So
yeah, not important, but Terry Hatcher uses her social media for, uses the perks of social media. She goes on a live and she's like, "I'm here live at," she didn't do it like a reporter. I just did it like a reporter. That would have been funny. She's like, "I'm here live at the dining place where they won't see me because I'm a chalet girl," but
and she like puts the, a hostess. Is that who seats you?
Yeah.
"Won't let me in. Can you believe that?" And just like shows her face and she's like, "I guess you can come in now. I didn't know."
Oh, this movie took a turn.
Yeah. And she's like, you didn't know what?
Yeah, you got to treat people like people. You can't just treat Chalet girl people like they're not people.
That's right. Justice for Chalet girls.
Justice for Chalet girls. That's right.
And then she tips the hostess $20 and she's like, sorry if I was coming off like a diva. I actually am, but I'm giving you $20, you know?
100%. Got That's it. Terry for you.
And her coworker is like super impressed and she meets George and then they fall in love. So that's our love story. We get a mom montage, influencer montage where she's like doing household tips and cooking or whatever. And that's fun. Then there's a secret Santa at the chalet.
Duh.
And Terry Hatcher pulls Peter, of course.
So all the chalet girls draw a name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I guess...
Everyone on staff.
Yeah, the chalet girls aren't allowed in the dining room, but they are allowed to be in the same secret
pay
Santa.
Pay money for a secret right. Santa.
$50 minimum. $50
minimum. $50
minimum. Minimum.
Oh my what gosh. Do you guys do? Talking about you have to spend at least $50?
Yeah, minimum $50. That's how I do it.
We should do an office secret Santa. We've been talking about it. We've not done one though.
Patrick.
Yeah, $50 you can minimum. Get me. We can get that's right. For sure.
Oh, great. Yeah, because I'm the one paying $50.
This is great for me. I'll get someone else.
We'll put everybody's name on one sheet and have Patrick draw it. I guess you got all four of us, Patrick. I don't know.
You guys, but that's the minimum. I could spend even more than that if I wanted to, I usually would.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I would love for you to be my secret Santa.
What good could you get that's $50, you know?
Could you give me one of the ultralight things?
Oh yeah, I bought two on Black Friday to give to people because I'm like, this deal is amazing.
Is it good? Is it comfortable? Can you really sleep in it?
You're not supposed to sleep in it. It's only 10 minutes a day.
Oh, what is it? The infrared thing?
We
had at the marathon.
Yeah. 10 minutes a day keeps the wrinkles away.
I bought a new one that looks even crazier. I can't wait to show you.
Oh boy.
Exciting.
It has so many more lights. Oh, and now they're advertising helmets to grow my hair with lasers.
Yeah, laser helmet. Duh.
Yeah, we had that idea too.
No, laser helmet. Yeah,
we didn't think the science was there yet.
Back burner. Yeah, that's right.
I'm like, you guys can't say lasers do everything. You know, you got to pick a couple things. You
can't say lasers.
Growing hair back.
You're right. Works on the eyes.
You're right about that.
Yeah, right. You're like, laser your eyes, laser your hair. Laser your hair off, laser it on.
Let's see if we can laser our way into a break. How about that? Lizzie. Nailed it. So you might be wondering, Dan, when is Terry Hatcher and the wine guy, when are they going to start hanging out? Like,
is it Secret Santa?
Secret Santa.
That does
it. That's when it happens.
Because it seems like we're over halfway into this movie. Are we?
Oh, yeah.
We're well into it. Okay.
We're almost done at this point.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, no. It was a $20 max, not a $50 minimum, Patrick.
Oh, well. Tomato.
Tomato. Sense that the chalet girls have to spend under $20.
Yeah, the chalet girls are $20 max. The regular folk are $50 minimum.
Nope.
I mean, you're going to the dollar.
That's right.
I wouldn't even accept a $20 Starbucks card. I'd like throw that back at you and say, what am I going to get at Starbucks for $20? Are you kidding me?
What I'm learning today is Patrick Serrano is independently wealthy. that is what I'm learning today.
I wish.
I mean, we've been flying that guy United down here from Chicago, sometimes not even direct. And he's just been taking it like a champ. But I know.
He has a private jet.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't tell you guys. Oh, sorry. I'm trying to lower my carbon footprint. So,
keeping the private jet in the hangar. Yeah.
Gets the Secret Santa. So they're going to start hanging out. They do some skiing.
They still do the skiing. It gets romantic. And then he asks her out for a dinner, and it's like a fancy seven course meal.
Oh, wow. And I like what happens here because she does this thing where she goes live and she's like, what should I wear for this like thing? And she pulls up this one outfit and this outfit. And then she ultimately lands on this nice like sweater dress thing. And he's like, that's the one I voted for. The guy voted for it on the live. Did you catch that one?
He voted for the dress. Oh, it was a lot. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, which one should I do? Vote this or that. And he's like, that's the one I wanted.
There you go.
Yeah. And like, as she's getting ready, like she gets like very vulnerable and like, she talks about how like, cause like having her ex-husband around has been hard. And she's like, but I'm a survivor and all this stuff. And she's like, I don't want to do like tips and stuff. I want to be like myself on camera. So I'm going to talk about things that matter to me. So, that's really like good, like empowering. It felt good. Like it didn't feel like, she's like just wanting to be an influencer to be famous. She's like, I want to like share my real feelings with the people.
Yeah.
To the dinner, I'm skipping a bunch of stuff to go to the dinner. there's some stuff with the ex-husband that doesn't really matter. So Eric is like talking, about the chalet and how he's going to inherit it and stuff. And he just casually like says a line and he's like, I'm just here for like dinner and fun, implying like sex. And she's like, oh, really? Oh, you're here for dinner and fun. Well, that's really offensive to me. And I don't think you should be talking like that. And
they both multiple times in this dinner, they tell the other person that they're overstepping. There's a couple of times where she like says, oh, like she's like clearly annoyed by what he said. It is a tension filled dinner.
They both say that the other one's overstepping.
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. They're like, you're crossing a line. Like that. You shouldn't comment on like, cause he like talks trash about the husband, ex-husband.
Calls him a narcissist.
And she's like, whoa. He's like a guy. He's really hot, but yeah, I mean, he's trying his best. And she like excuses herself from the table. She's like, I gotta go. Like, this is not working for me. Like I thought we were having romantic banter, but this is not good. So Eric goes and talks to his mom and they have like a little father, no, mother, son.
Yeah. Yes, that's it.
You got it.
Yeah.
And Terry Hatcher like goes back to her room and she's getting messages from her ex-husband and from George. And, you know, she's like wondering like, what should I do? Like, should I like, it seems like my ex-husband's kind of like thinking I'm hot now that I'm a chalet girl.
Yeah. I'm a chalet girl in a chalet world. Sorry.
Yes. So the next day she's supposed to go skiing with her family and she's very excited. That's why she's been training the skiing this whole time. But they end up ditching her. Like George goes off with the coworker and the ex-husband is like, just totally leaves her on the slopes alone. And she skis down and she's like, what the heck? I thought we were skiing together. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. Like you're always so stressed about things and you always make things a bigger deal than they are. And she's like, okay, I'm not making the same mistake twice. Like you're clear. I was envisioning a different day and you're never going to give me that day. So I can't even believe
Didn't she see him like talking to another woman there too or something like that?
Yeah. He has a young girlfriend.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not like he's single. He's just like a two-time in jerk kind of
thing. Two-time in jerk. He sure is.
Yeah.
So Terry rushes back to cook Christmas dinner because she's still the chalet girl and her son and her coworker are there. They're all working together. And the coworker just got promoted to assistant manager, which is amazing. And Terry, like since the fight, like she hasn't talked to Eric and he, tells somebody he's going to France. Is that right?
There's a type of, there's a misunderstanding.
The Beausoleil, the Beausoleil
yes,
one.
Yes, I'm going to Beausoleil.
Beausoleil, classic.
And so she takes that as he's leaving. And so what can you do?
She rushes after him. She's like, wait. And then the car's pulling away. And she, instead of like, you know, I don't know, doing something crazy. Well, maybe this could be crazy. She just starts making snowballs and like chucking them at the car. to get it to stop, which I thought was pretty smart. Yeah. And he stops and she's like, don't leave for France. I can't take that. And he's like, I'm not going to Beausoleil. I'm getting Beausoleil wine. Getting like French wine.
Classic.
And he's like, I would never leave you. Like, yeah, we had our differences and we had a tough conversation, but I want to make this work. And then they make out and they plan to spend many more Christmases together. And then they make out super hardcore. And that's the end of the movie.
I'm also getting word it's Burgundy and you both are saying Beausoleil, which if that's the case, we may have to shut the podcast down.
I didn't write.
It was some B word that is also.
Beausoleil?
I haven't heard of
somebody
any of
else
this.
Says Bordeaux. We got a lot.
Bordeaux sounds right. It was some Bridget. B word that can be confused with going
Beausoleil
somewhere.
Beausoleil sounds like someone trying to sell me a used car.
Hey, my name's Beausoleil.
Hi, I'm Beausoleil. Come on down to Soleil Autos.
Hey.
But all of these, I think, are possibilities.
Yes.
So that's what we did.
Take it to the table.
I went to France and they had wine and they had a name and all the regions have their own names.
There you go.
Yeah, of course.
Patrick went to France and there is wine. So there you go. Wow. What more do you need? It's time to decide how we felt about this movie. We either liked it, we are going to pour it up, or we're going to say we did not like it. Put a cork in it. Dan goes first, right?
This movie sounds okay. It sounds like it's mediocre and fine. And when I heard Christmas at the Chalet, my eyes glazed over immediately and I thought it was going to be boring, but it's a good idea to have someone as famous as Terry Hatcher doing that job and posting it everywhere. I think that idea is a contrast of style and star that tends to work. Having said that, I probably would have gotten bored with that gimmick 30 to 40 minutes in, so I'm still going to put a cork in it, but it's close. If I could let it breathe, I would, but this isn't a preview show, and I want to make sure I follow the rules, so I want to put a cork in it.
Okay, there you go. Bran, what are you thinking?
I will say, I think Terry Hatcher is a star in this movie, and without her, this movie is a bit of a turd, but she's great at it. She is like really fun. And when she's doing the vlogs, it's like really endearing. And, I really liked it. And I liked the not her ex-husband, but the guy she ends up hanging out with a lot. He's like really chill. I will say my biggest problem is that really tense dinner, was really intense. And then by the end of the movie, it's not like a very long time from when that happens to where they're like, I want to give it a shot. And it's like, that was like the first time y'all went on like a date like that's like with wine and stuff. And like y'all went like after each other. So like, I'm not convinced that they should, but I'll pour it up. Yeah.
Okay. It was a long way there, but you got there.
Without Hatcher, I think I'm putting a cork in it.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think she makes the movie. Terry Hatcher could do no wrong. We know this. But for Lifetime, this was definitely the best Lifetime one so far.
Wow. Okay.
By far. Like,
wow.
It's been a rough
tough go season. Of it.
And the laughing all the way also terrible. Terrible.
Really?
Yeah, so it's been really bleak over at Lifetime. I think that's why they're pushing the sex scene so hard.
We have sex. Yeah.
It's happening.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it will be underwhelming. That's gonna be my prediction on that.
Please, sure. I've seen a Lifetime sex scene. It is very tame.
My response to it was, I bet the belts are going to be real loud.
Yes, totally.
Mike, those belts up. So, jingle bells.
Jingle bells. Jingle belts.
Jingle belts.
Jingle belts. I love it.
Yes. So I'm pouring it up based on everything else we've seen so far from Lifetime.
Wonderful. We're going to be back next week with one that has a buzz to it. Ladies of the 80s, A Diva's Christmas. Yeah. Yep. Excited about that one. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow.
As we always are.
With Candy Cane Lane. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the
Eddie
Murphy
about
Prime
that.
Joint.
We're just keeping rolling here, everybody. We'll never take a day off ever again. Until then, maybe we're the first to wish you a Merry Christmas!
Yes.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's produced by Aaron Shea.
What?
For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on the Deck the Hallmark family, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com. Deck the Hallmark is presented by Philo TV. For a free trial of Philo, go to philo.tv/DTH. Okay.